Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I've got a woke up date. David's got a woke up date. Then again, David, man, it's so easy anymore to get a woke up date. I mean, you kind of had to search for it before, but now it's like there's a woke joke around every corner, isn't there?
It's constant. It's everywhere. And you know what's amazing is to see now these Democrats running away from it. Remember, actually, you know what I was going to do for the woke up date? I was going to get that clip of Kamala Harris saying that we need to all be woke. We need to be woker. And of course, we all know that they loved her. But now, of course, they're anti-woke. They're now running on the border while John Tester's running a campaign about being tough on the border. You know what's amazing about that is if the Democrats win this election, God forbid, if the Democrats win this election, they will have an electoral mandate to build the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Isn't it funny? She's now claiming, she even has it in her campaign commercials that she's going to build that wall. She demonized the wall. She called it Trump's vanity project. But now she is as desperate as John Tester. She is as phony as John Tester. They both oppose the wall. They both demonize the wall. But now they both claim, you know, with the election, you know, what, less than 3 months away, that they're going to build the wall, that they support the wall.
Even the moderates out there, the non-political, the non-obsessed people like us, even they recognize this. Like, wow, Tester and Kamala, they're doing the same thing. I was talking to moderates, people that are not even interested in politics, and they're like, yeah, it's just so weird. It's like Tester and Kamala, they're both doing the same thing. They're both pretending to be tough on immigration. They want to build the wall, all of this stuff. You know what I was talking about? It'll be a bad day when John Tester and Kamala Harris can run for office and be honest that they are far-left radical San Francisco liberals and then still win. But I don't feel that bad if they win because they convinced people that they're hardcore conservative, tough border security, build the wall, MAGA Republicans. Like, okay, well, you just won an election because you ran on building the wall. Like, okay, go build the wall. Of course, they won't. And that's why Rush Limbaugh used to always talk about they are knowingly governing against the will of the American people. Because Tester and Kamala Harris, they know that the American people want a secure border. They want the wall built. That's obvious from their campaign. Tester and Kamala both know for a fact a majority of Americans want a secure border. That's why they're running that campaign. But they're going to win. And they've been governing for the past four to six years, knowing that Americans want a border wall, but preventing it. And if they win, even though they ran on it, they're still going to prevent it, which is, I think, exactly why Rush Limbaugh used to say they know the will of the American people, and they're in power, and they're specifically and intentionally governing against the will of the American
people. Wow, that's such a great reminder of the great Rush Limbaugh. Great line. Hey, while you said... Man, I wanted to pull up this soundbite of Kamala Harris. I got it ready to roll. I just found it. I did a quick little archive search here. Whoa, hold on 1 second. There we go. Let me pop that down. See if we got time.
We have to stay active. We have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker. Just stay more woke than less woke.
Cackle included. Yep. Cackle included. Free of charge for you guys out there.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congress doesn't return to session until September 9th, and the only thing the House and Senate must absolutely do the rest of the year is fund the government. The government's fiscal year deadline is October 1st, and per usual, expect a veritable adventure between now and October, if not the end of the year and maybe into 2025, over how Congress might sidestep a government shutdown. The House Freedom Caucus issued an ultimatum recently. It demands a simple renewal of existing funding at current levels, known as a continuing resolution or CR, through early 2025. The Freedom Caucus is banking on the return of former President Trump to the White House, to say nothing of the supposition that Republicans will hold the House and flip the Senate. Recent polling is starting to favor Vice President Harris. The Freedom Caucus believes the GOP will control the major levers of government and can implement the spending package at once next year. Otherwise, Congress may pass a short-term bill this fall, then a larger spending bill reflecting Democratic priorities, which would run through next autumn. Conservatives hope to nip progressive spending in the bud. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, high temperature readings will stay from the lower 70s in Bozeman to around 80 in Billings. For tonight, clear and quiet, down to the mid-40s to around 50. And then Friday's outlook does call for more sunshine, with highs ranging from the mid-80s in Bozeman to the lower 90s in the Billings area. Clear and quiet Friday night. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Want to give a special heads up to all our friends in the Bozeman and Livingston areas. Coming up Thursday night, I'll be the MC for the Park County Lincoln Reagan Dinner. And then, hey, why not stick around for a live show? That's right. We're going to be live from Livingston with Friday's Montana Talks. I'll be set up live at Yellowstone Sporting Goods starting at 6 a.m. We'll be there till 10 a.m. We'll have the microphones open for you. Come down, join us on the show, or just say hi. Sir.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, David Noble in the house. He's got his Twitch TV podcast at Lecture Fan. You can follow him on X at Lecture Fan, at LCTR Fan as well. But he's also an attorney, so we greatly appreciate the time that he frees up for us here every Thursday. Not only is he freeing up his time here this Thursday, but man, next week he's going to be hosting. I'm going to take a few days off, and David's going to be here, I think, what, 5 days? 5 days of the great David Noble. You're going to get here very soon. So I'll be here Tuesday, and then David will be covering down after that for a little bit. So that's going to be incredible. Folks are going to have a great time. I'm still laughing about that Kamala Harris. She's cackling throughout. We got to be more woke. Need more woke. And now they're all running from the woke.
Oh, she's running from everything. It's truly amazing to see, but the Tester and the Kamala thing, and the fact that people are falling for it. I would be ashamed. I would be ashamed to actually think that John Tester and Kamala Harris are genuine people. Can you imagine falling for a phony? And you fall for a phony like that. I don't know if you saw my tweet. I tweeted out, you know, when was the last time John Tester went camping? Because that, you know, that's what, like, Montanans like to go camping, right? I like camping. I love camping. I camp multiple times this summer. I camp every summer. Everybody I know in Montana likes to go camping. When was the last time John Tester went camping? And he's not from Montana anymore.
Or fishing, or hunting.
Or done anything Montana.
Or, yeah. I like to fish, but I'm also, happy to just float the river.
I
just like to float the river because, you know, right. Fishing's fun, but it's also you got to do something. And some days, right. I don't want to do anything. I just want to float down the freaking river.
Totally.
Have a nice beverage and have some fun conversations with friends. And so,
right.
But does he even do that? Like, other than, like, drive his Prius right. to the Bistro Cacao and drink vodka cranberries and raise a bunch of lobbyist cash and then show up, a handful of times a year to do a photo op on a tractor. When does he do real Montana Adam Schiff?
That's
a really good question.
It is, Mike. And
that's a really good question.
I thought about it, and I was like, I thought it was a good question. I'm like, I can't be the only one, like, thinking of this. And it's not just like, hey, when was the last time Tester went camping? But, like, what does he do for fun? What does he have in common
vodka
with regular
cranberries at the Bistro Cacao?
How could he possibly understand, like, what Montanans want and need and are experiencing? And when he's in the Democrat Party, how does he know what it's like to be a Montanan? And we want to go use our public lands like conservatives and conservationists do much more than Democrats and go out and then we run into a road that's shut down.
Yeah, Steve Daines and his wife, every year, I think he posts an anniversary photo, really cool. They'll go hike the Absaroka Beartooth and and just several days. But then that's why he gets it, like you say, when you come across a trail that the environmentalists shut down or a road that the environmentalists shut down. It's like, I've been hiking this trail for years. Well, John Tester doesn't hike the trails we hike. When does he do Montana stuff? That's a really great question. Nobody's even raised that.
You know, I think you're right, though. Like, what he does for fun is he goes to fancy restaurants in D.C. And heck, I'd love to go to the Bistro Cacao. I mean, I wouldn't have a vodka cranberry. Maybe I have a Shirley Temple. But I'd love to go to the Bistro Cacao. That does sound fun. But you know what? After about a couple of days in D.C., you know what I want to do? I want to go to the cabin. I want to go up to the mountains. I want to go into the forest. And, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, those studies to talk about how, hey, if you spend a little bit of time outdoors every day, if you spend some time around trees, and specifically trees, and being outside in the trees, your mental health is much better. And so then you see
or just getting a workout in, exercise. You got to do something to clear your head. We're all busy, but if you don't like do something to just shut it all off, because like you're going to go to the cabin and you're going to get some time away from the internet, and you're going to come back more refreshed, more ready to rock and roll when you guest host the show. You could spend the whole weekend reading news and reading garbage and reading trash, and you'll be like, you'll be all gobbledygook by the end of it, right?
So then you wonder, why do these big cities vote Democrat? They vote Democrat because they're living in a concrete jungle, suffering from severe depression and anxiety because they've left God, they've left their family, they're living in a concrete jungle, they never spend time outdoors. And then the people like Tester and Monica Trinnell and Kamala Harris want to shut down our roads into our public lands and shut off access to our public land. And then they want to attack Republicans for trying to shut down access to the public land. No, that's what Democrats
do. And they use their green decoy, phony groups, the backcountry hunters and anglers, these phony, they're radical environmental wackos that are constantly trying to shut you out and prevent you from getting access. But yet, they project that onto Republicans. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup before we get to the next break. Nancy, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. Okay, here's some woke coming from Minnesota. The VP choice of Harris, of course, is Tim Walz, who is the governor. And going into effect next July, his new law forbids any school teacher or anyone holding a degree in education from having a job in that state if they refuse to teach gender identity classes. If a teacher refuses this, he or she is immediately terminated, and they cannot teach a class in Minnesota anywhere. Now, if this isn't communism, I want to know exactly what the definition is. And I'm going to tell you right now, if this Harris and Walz get into the White House, they will break the back of our Constitution.
Yeah, no, that's a great topic. That's a great woke update there as well. Nancy, thanks for the call. TheFederalist.com had a story a couple of days ago. I don't know if I mentioned it yet, but under Tim Walz, Minnesota effectively banned Christians from teaching in public schools, basically.
That sounds like a clear-cut, easy-win lawsuit right there. I thought we've already had court cases that held that governments can't force teachers to say incorrect pronouns. I thought that lawsuit already happened.
Oh, yeah. But yet they keep doing it. It's like Joe Biden with student loan debt forgiveness. You know, it doesn't matter how many times the Supreme Court and the courts say no, they keep trying again and again and again. They don't care. They don't care about the rule of law. That's pretty obvious at this point, right?
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
USDA reported that here in Montana, as of Sunday, 82% of the winter wheat crop has been harvested. That is 5 percentage points behind the 5-year average. As for spring wheat, we are seeing 56% of the crop in the Big Sky State harvested. That's a little bit behind the 5-year average of 61%. The national winter wheat crop harvest currently at 51% as of Sunday.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle-producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
USDA is updating guidelines to make recommendations to strengthen the documentation that supports animal raising or environmental-related claims on meat or poultry products. Animal raising claims like raised without antibiotics or grass-fed, and environmental claims like raised using regenerative ag practices are voluntary marketing claims, USDA says, and producers can only use these claims once they have been approved by the agency. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Kamala wants more woke. All right, we're going to deliver you more woke updates coming here in just a second. But first, let's sneak on a couple of callers. We got Connor in Bozeman. Connor, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
All right, good morning. Well, a couple things. I just wanted to do a reminder, and maybe you could remind everybody on the 9 o'clock hour, too. We have a wall, Vietnam wall here in Bozeman at the Sunset Hill Cemetery, but the traveling wall is in Butte, and they set it up, and it's going to be there, I think, for at least Sunday, possibly Monday. And just anybody who's out traveling, if you're going to Missoula, going to Glacier, if you're going through Butte, if you're stopping to get gas, go up there. It cannot hurt you. You got to look at how many people are on that wall, and you got to remember the men that survived, the men that watched their friends die, and all the family members who never, ever got to see their family members again. It's just, those soldiers were just so disrespected and mistreated.
Yeah.
If you see them on the streets, you see those hats, say thank you, introduce yourself. It'll make their day 9 times out of 10. On a lighter note, yesterday on Glenn Beck's show, he had an elderly lady. She's 89 years old. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry, I'm still a little shaken up by it. But she survived the concentration camps, and she got arrested for being outside of an abortion clinic and just trying to talk to women before they go in there and save lives of the innocent. And yeah, at the end of Glenn Beck's conversation with her, he asked her to say a prayer. I'm sorry, I can't talk much longer, but...
No, you're good.
It literally shook me to my core while I was unloading a cord of firewood. Everybody should go to that show and listen to that prayer. God bless America. God bless our veterans. Thank you for your service, sir.
Hey, God bless you, Connor. No, thanks for that, man, all around. Yeah, no, thank you so much. Yeah, it sounds like just a great American there. First off, the wall that heals, honoring Vietnam veterans in Butte. That's a headline at MontanaTalks.com right now. Great message there from Connor. Hey, if you're driving through, if you're looking for a road trip, you know, we got listeners in Butte right now on KXTL, but for the rest of you, yeah, go check it out. I know I plan to do it. I'm going to be in Butte Friday night for some football, and we're going to be set up at Pork Chop John's giving out some gift cards. And then I'm probably going to be doing a breakfast event in Butte Saturday morning as well, but I want to go see it. I've been to the Vietnam Wall back in Washington, D.C., but I want to see this traveling wall as well, the wall that heals. Full write-up on our Montana Talks website, including locations, Father Sheehan Park in Butte. And then, David, what he had to say, I mean, yeah, a survivor of the Holocaust is peacefully protesting, peacefully praying, it sounds like, outside of an abortion facility, arrested by this regime in Washington. I mean, that ties in with a broader concern. We saw this at the Olympics, where it's really the decline of the broader, the West. It's the decline and hopefully not the fall of the entire Western civilization is what we're seeing take place right now.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that I actually asked, so I had a lawyer I really respect bring up the fact that, I don't know if you recall, a couple weeks ago in the UK, there was an immigrant crime, and the people of Britain, the English people of Britain, started basically rioting. And then the British government came out and said, don't you post anything on social media that's critical of immigrants, that's critical of Islam. And they started arresting people. And then they said that they were going to extradite U.S. citizens if we posted on social media anything that was against immigration or Islam in the U.K. My woke spy update today from wokespy.com, which is, again, it's kind of like cheat mode for woke updates. British Justice Secretary promises 500 prison spaces for right-wing protesters, despite overcrowding fears. The U.K. is arresting people for posting on social media right-wing opinions, and we've on my Twitch stream, we've been talking about this as an illegal opinion, and they have illegal opinions. They know about illegal information all the time. They censor illegal information. They censor illegal opinions. And so when you see the UK, the country of the Magna Carta, the country of the English common law that our law is based on, to go down that route of arresting people because of social media posts, they don't have free speech, they don't have gun rights, to see what Australia did during COVID, Australia was basically a straight-up authoritarian, sort of like totalitarian state during COVID. And so you're seeing this all across the English-speaking world, all across the Anglosphere, you're seeing this. And America's kind of the last holdout on some of these issues. And frankly, we're maybe a month and a half away from America going down that same path.
Yeah, I mean, that was my reaction when we saw the crazy, evil opening ceremonies of the Olympics.
That was disgusting.
It was symbolic of really just how the West has fallen and hopefully won't fall altogether. But it is a decline of Western civilization. And there's a piece at thefederalist.com by John Daniel Davidson. The arrest of the Telegram CEO, Pavel Durov, shows the truth about the West's dying democracies and really how so many of these Western countries are turning into totalitarian regimes of their own.
They might be arresting Elon Musk next. I would not put it past those Europeans to try to arrest Elon Musk.
You know who said they should do it? Is that Colonel Cupcake Vindman, who another caller here. We got Tom in Billings. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Aaron? Good morning. This is kind of directed towards David. John Tester's buddy, Jack Smith, and his new fraud charges. I would like to know, he was never nominated by the president. He was never confirmed by Congress. Why is Jack Smith? He's not a special prosecutor. He's not a U.S. attorney. He gets a grand jury to agree with him to indict President Trump, again on charges related to January 6th. When are these people going to get over this? He was never charged with insurrection, any of those charges. He was the president.
Yeah, this is the revised indictment by, I call him the special persecutor, not the special prosecutor, the special persecutor, Jack Smith. Your thoughts?
So the caller's right. There is something in the United States, a little something in the United States Constitution called the Appointments Clause, which says that a federal officer, and there's a difference between a federal officer and basically sort of run-of-the-mill federal employees. Federal officers have sort of more power than normal. Okay, one federal officer is a United States attorney. We got a U.S. attorney in the District of Montana. You got a U.S. attorney in every district court, district jurisdiction in the country.
Federal, yeah.
And U.S. attorneys are appointed by the president, and they are confirmed by the Senate. And the reason that you have U.S. attorneys appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate, is because the United States attorney has a lot of power. They have prosecutorial discretion. They get to choose what federal crimes to go after, not go after. And so you want some sort of input from the political branches of the federal government. Okay. The federal court in Florida threw out that case. The entire documents case has been completely dismissed because Jack Smith, he's just a regular lawyer. He's just like me. I got a law license. But Jack Smith, the caller's correct. He was never appointed by the president. He was never confirmed by the United States Senate. And yet Jack Smith is operating with the same powers as a full-blown, fully appointed and confirmed United States attorney. And if I'm a U.S. attorney, I'm upset. I'm like, who is this guy? This guy's just some private lawyer. And here's the other piece of it.
So he wasn't officially named a special counsel then through the DOJ?
Here's the piece of it. Okay, so remember the Ken Starr thing? He was an IC. He was an independent counsel. Okay, and the independent counsel was a statutory scheme that was passed by Congress. Congress let the independent counsel statutes expire because there was a lot of problems with sort of how it worked. Okay. There is no sort of statutory scheme for the special prosecutor. So now it's not an independent counsel. It's now a special prosecutor. There is no statutory scheme passed by Congress. Mm. He hasn't been appointed by the president. So he is unlawfully exercising power. He doesn't have. He's acting like a U.S. attorney. He's not a
U.S.
attorney.
Very interesting. And he's a fraud. The special persecutor operating outside the law. No, that's great. Great question. Great answer.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Not all wheels are turning in the same direction when it comes to regulatory policy these days. Perhaps that's always been the case. But today's contradictions in policy are bigger and more alarming. Consider today's automakers. To say they're being encouraged to ramp up the production of electric vehicles would be an understatement, using both carrots and sticks. Billions to invest in battery plants. Sweeteners to entice customers to buy EVs. But at the same time, the EPA has issued a new mandate for emissions for vehicles beginning with model year 27 that will effectively force car makers to make 70% of the cars they manufacture to be electric. Reality is going the other direction. Thanks to huge losses, car makers are canceling or rolling back ambitious EV plans. Standalone EV companies are going bankrupt. Even Tesla's lost its momentum. Turning up the pressure on emissions to force EV adoption is a recipe for ruining U.S. car makers. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Democracy 24.
Burlington, Vermont is being sued after approving a charter change last year allowing non-citizen legal residents to vote in local government and school elections. Two citizens, backed by a conservative nonprofit focused on election integrity, argue that allowing non-citizens to vote violates the Vermont Constitution and effectively legalizes foreign interference in American elections. Derek Lyons, president of Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections.
This is actually anti-democratic. This is diluting and taking away the right to vote from American citizens.
Two other Vermont communities, Winooski and Montpelier, also allow non-citizen voting, and several municipalities in Maryland and California, as well as Washington, D.C., have voted to allow the same. Former Burlington City Council member Jackie Hansen argues legal residents deserve a say.
You're living in that community, you're working in that community, you're affected by those decisions.
Molly Lawrence, Fox News.
Place a yard sign and you can win a Glock. This campaign yard sign in Billings, Montana triggered the anti-gun crowd. MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we better sneak in a woke update or two here. David, this was the woke update of the week that I had for you. I was scrolling the headlines at thedailycaller.com. Biden-Harris, we got to add tester too. Biden-Harris tester administration spends hundreds of thousands looking for LGBT landmarks as national parks fall into disrepair. So basically, there, you know, here's the radical left, which tears down monuments, tears down memorials. Frederick Douglass, prominent Civil War heroes who fought to end slavery. They tear down those memorials. Oh, but here's the Biden administration. As our national parks are in disrepair all around the country, they want to go create a bunch of LGBTQ, RSTLNE monuments with taxpayer dollars all over the place. I mean, this is their woke religion.
Unbelievable. But they can't. But they won't fix the footbridge up in the, you know, the Beartooths.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
They got money for that. They got money for drag queens in Ecuador, which, by the way, that was so I remember talking about the drag queens in Ecuador story, and I Googled that recently to double check that this is really true. And it's hilarious. Newsweek did a fact check on that. Did the Biden-Harris tester regime use taxpayer money to pay for drag queen story hours for kids in Ecuador? And Newsweek did this big, long fact check, and they said, yes, there was this grant. There was this grant that went to this LGBTQ organization in Ecuador for 12 different drag shows. Fact check true from the mainstream media on the fact that there was an actual, and so they funded that, and then they're funding all of that stuff, and they're not funding any of this other, they're not funding the siphon on the St. Mary's, but they're funding drag queens in Ecuador, they're funding LGBTQ monuments. In fact, my woke update was an LGBTQ thing. I don't know if you know this. Are you aware that Kelly Robinson is the first queer black female president of the Human Rights Campaign?
I was not aware of that.
Well, yeah, we can celebrate that. The first queer black female president of the Human Rights Campaign. Also a Kamala Harris surrogate. But this is what she said at the DNC. And I was like blown away by this. And you'll see this stuff out of the left all the time.
She said, was this that headline about the craziest thing at the DNC that you didn't hear about? Something like that?
Yeah. Yes. She said, we can't just worry about protecting democracy. At this moment, we got to reimagine it with people that look and love like us at the center. They're obsessed with this, like people that look like us. It's bizarre. Hey, I want somebody that looks like I don't care about how somebody looks. I want somebody that cares about the Constitution. But anyway,
yeah,
they're obsessed with this. I want somebody that looks like me. Okay, anyway, aside from that, she says, and I think for us right now, it's about reimagining freedom, just like we're going to reimagine the police budgets, reimagine freedom and this American story in a way that is more revolutionary than what our founders actually put down on that little piece of paper. But we need the type of democracy that is by and for all the people in the country. That's the opportunity that we have. And when she's referring to that little piece of paper, that's the United States Constitution she's referring
to. Oh, that is so disgusting. And for her to say we need to reimagine democracy for people that look and lust like us. Now, she said love, but right, we all know what it really means is for people that look and lust. Basically,
right,
we need people who have sex the way we have sex. That's who democracy needs to support. Those Judeo-Christian people out there don't love the way we love. They don't lust the way we lust. So we got to reimagine democracy to turn. That is outrageous.
Yeah, and then literally saying more revolutionary than what our founding fathers actually put down on that little piece of paper. That was like Ilhan Omar when she said that on 9/11, you know, some people did some things.
Yeah.
That's how they refer to things like 9/11, the Constitution. It's unbelievable.
Jeff and Victor had a great message earlier. We were talking about how now Kamala Harris, just like phony John Tester, they're both pretending to support building that wall, even though they both criticized and voted against building that wall on our southern border. Jeff and Victor says this. Hey, I'm just quoting his words here. Hey, I was just wondering if Commie and Timpon's policy change. Connie and Timpon. I was just wondering if Commie and Timpon's policy change on the wall was the result of the successful installation of the wall they put around their convention in Chicago. Just wondering. Yeah, that's a funny question, sarcastic question, which is like, hey, they had these huge walls around their Democrat convention in Chicago. Maybe it finally woke them up to the fact that, yeah, hey, walls work.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I mean, I was listening to a little bit of Matt Walsh last night, and he brought up the point that, you know, actually, we all have walls on our houses. We all use walls in our houses to keep people out. So walls do work.
Even the transients defecating in the water fountain in the Missoula City Park have little walls, you know, yeah, in their tent cities. You know, why do, right, they need walls?
I like Timpon, though. It makes me think, like,
Timpon, Tim.
I wonder if we could come up with something for Tester on that, like maybe like John Tampster or like John.
Well, they always do the male anatomy reference, and to me, that's like, it's, you know, we got families listening to the show, we got kids and nice ladies, and so, I don't know, actually, the ladies probably laugh at that more than the guys do even, but, you know, but so they'll usually do the test something.
We need Donald Trump to give us a good nickname for John Tester.
Well, Ronnie Jackson came up with the best one. He's the swamp hippopotamus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what's funny is we saw hippos when we went to Africa last year, and my wife thought, like, hippos just have this wonderful life. They just lay there in the – they're submerged, like half submerged in the water, sort of lay around half submerged in the water all day, and then at night they come out and they, like, eat, you know, like, you know, 100 pounds of grass or whatever. And it's like, man, this is actually nice, kind of a nice life. I'm assuming John Tester, as the Washington, D.C. swamp hippo, is also very happy with his life.
He's got the vodka cranberries hanging out of the bistro. Cow-cow! So, yeah, the swamp hippopotamus. Let's go to Jay in Livingston next up on the phone lines. Jay, what's going on?
Hi, Eric. So last night, I was watching The Truth About Cancer, TV. They talked about how the United States government in 1970, the war on cancer, and it's gone nowhere fast. This show, thetruthaboutcancer.com, .tv, shows how the FDA, the NIH, government agencies have suppressed cures that it can help people. And it's a money-making operation on there, and so oncologists kill. So it's a 9-part episode, and it started last night, but you can watch it tonight and catch up on past episodes at thetruthaboutcancer.tv.
Thanks. Oh, okay. Hey, well, thanks for calling in, Jay. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, that sounds interesting. I know more and more cancer docs are embracing some naturopathic care elements as well into some of the treatment. But, David, that reminded me, Joe Biden claimed that he's going to spend his final few months in office finding a cure for cancer. Remember, he said that if they elect him president, he's going to cure cancer. Then why was his ass sitting on the beach all last week? Why was he in California for a week? Why was he in Delaware for a week? Oh, is he just sitting there, eyes closed, toes in the sand, just I'm going to dream up a cure for cancer while I sit here?
No, for sure. What it reminds me of, frankly, is RFK Jr.'s speech where he was talking about our processed foods.
Yep, the same thing.
And how absurd is it that the periodic, or not the periodic table, what is the pyramid of health or the pyramid of thing? It's got all your, all like carbohydrates, you're supposed to get all massive amounts of carbs. And then, and then Kamala Harris said she wants to redo the pyramid, the food pyramid. Kamala Harris wants to redo the food pyramid to reduce red meat consumption. And RFK Jr., frankly, I've never been a huge fan of RFK Jr. because he's kind of been a global warming nut.
Too liberal,
et cetera. But when I listened to his speech endorsing Donald Trump, my opinion of RFK Jr. changed quite a bit.
It was powerful.
It was very powerful. And I really, really liked his processed food stuff because I actually do think that a lot of our processed foods in this country are poisoning us and causing cancers and things like that. And
or so, just aren't the healthiest things. Well, it's like when I do my Billings Last Diet update, you would think, okay, you want to eat protein. So you'd think, I'm going to go get some lunch meat. It's meat. It's protein. That stuff is so processed. It's packed full of sugars and all this other stuff. And so, no, you don't want to eat the lunch meat.
Right.
You want like a good piece of steak, good piece of chicken, fish, something like that. Right. And so yeah, that's why that really stood out to me. Well, Brian Massard told me the other day that RFK, he's been texting him back and forth, that RFK is going to come to Montana. That would be
awesome.
Huge.
That would be.
Especially, I mean, what if he endorsed Tim Sheehy on top of the Trump endorsement? That would be massive.
It would be.
Massive here.
Yeah, and I think that's an important issue for a lot of Americans, because especially as we're all trying to, eat healthier. And then you've got the FDA and the pharmaceutical and the regulatory capture and these pharma and Ozempic now out there to you don't need to eat healthier. Actually, just take a pill of Ozempic and, hey, don't worry. There's no side effects. There's no long-term side effects. Mm-hmm. Who's going to trust the FDA and the big pharma? What's funny is actually it's the Democrat Party that's now the big pharma party.
They're the big everything party, big government, everything. That's what RFK pointed out. David Noble, hey, great to have you here with us. I got the Home Improvement Show guys coming in after this, or we keep it going. I had callers I wanted to get to.
Sorry, I took up that all the time.
No, that was fun. Callers, call back in the 8 o'clock hour, because we are going to have the whole 8 o'clock hour open for your phone calls. So a lot more time than what we had here in the 7 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Fox News commentary.
Kamala Harris now supports border wall construction. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. Ever since she was a teenager, Chris Kander loved to travel. But while studying abroad in Spain, she would go on to survive an attempted murder. This week, Chris Kander joins me to share her story of survival, how it impacted the rest of her life and led her to write her new book, The Young of Other Animals. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Due to the fact Kamala still has not put out a policy plan on her own website or elsewhere, and since she has not done a formal interview or a press conference, we've been left trying to decipher what exactly it is she would do as president. Her campaign is like a lottery scratch-off ticket or a box of chocolates. We don't really know what we're going to get. Well, except for the few things she's ripped off of Trump, of course. First, it was no tax on tips. Then she jacked J.D. Vance's child tax care credit increase. And now, Kamala wants to build the wall? Well, campaign ads for Kamala not only depict the border wall, but in her own words, Kamala has vowed to resurrect the bipartisan so-called border bill. Who knows, maybe she hasn't read it yet, but it does require hundreds of millions of unspent funds to be used on border wall construction. This change of heart is miraculous, given just a few years ago, she told us the border wall was just a Trump vanity project. I guess she wants it to be her vanity project now. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Paid for by Sheehy Victory Committee.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I cannot believe it is already that time. It is already that time. Let's all go. The Home Improvement Show. Yeah, the Fall Home Improvement Show. Not this weekend. This weekend's Labor Day weekend, but the weekend after that. Already time for the Fall Home Improvement Show. Over 400 exhibits, over 100,000 square feet of inside exhibits taking place at the Metra in Billings at the Expo Center. Great to have the Hedins back in the house, guys.
Always good to see you. Great to be here. Thank you.
He left Dad behind this trip, huh?
He's sleeping in.
He's sleeping good. He needs his beauty rest. You
know? Yeah, especially for a guy as ugly as him. He needs a little bit more of it. So, no, he's actually on a little vacation today.
Hey, good.
Yeah, so he probably is sleeping in right now.
Probably.
But, yeah, he took a couple days just to recharge the batteries.
Yeah, no, that's good. You got to do that, especially with the big show right around the corner. What are you guys most excited about here with the Fall Home Improvement Show coming up?
Oh, we're excited for it to be over.
Yeah,
that's what I'm most excited. We joke about that because, you know, the Fall Home Improvement Show takes about a year to put on. So by the time we get here, we're ready for it to be here. But I'm just excited to see the innovation that's out there. We were kind of talking off air when you were asking us, hey, what are some of the cool and new exhibits or features that are down there? And I told you, I feel like I dance around the question, but in all honesty, we really don't know. The home improvement industry is constantly innovating. And so most times our exhibitors will use the show as kind of a testing ground for the latest features and products and services that are coming in for their industry. And so they'll want to gauge the public's reaction before maybe taking it on full time. And so a lot of times they're featuring those products and services out of the show. And so we see them for the first time as soon as everyone else does.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. Even if it was the exact same vendors every year.
Which it's not. It's turnover.
But the industries are always evolving, so the products and everything would be different. It would be a different show every year.
Yeah, like you said, you could have the exact same vendor list, and it would be a totally different show.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we were kind of talking during the break, too. You know, how is the Fall Home Improvement Show different than the Spring Home Improvement Show? And you said, well, in the spring, there's a lot of the businesses are focused on the exterior of your home. And then now heading into the fall, heading into the holidays, they're focused on the interior of your home. So this is your good opportunity to go face-to-face with people if you want to get your home, you know, redone on the inside heading into the holidays. Get started now. Get that work done, hopefully, by the holidays.
Exactly. And, you know, what I don't want people to think is that there's nothing for the exterior, because it still is. We say that both shows have anything and everything to do with the interior, exterior, buying or selling of the home. But there's just a little bit more of a focus to each event. So the spring show, you're going to have a little more focus on the exterior because we're jump-starting that season. The fall show, we're going to have a little more focus on the interior of the home because we're jump-starting that season. And you nailed you hit the nail on the head. I almost got that out, correct? hit the nail on the head, Aaron, when you were talking about getting things done before the holidays. So come down there. You can get on people's schedules and either get it done before the holidays. Maybe you have a mother-in-law who's a little judgy and you want to make a good impression. You can get it done before the snow flies. Or even if you're looking to have things done next spring, you know, there's a process to having all this done. It's not like you give some guy a call and he's at your house the next day. There's a planning process. So you can come down to the show. You can make those connections. You can get that process is handled throughout the winter months, and then when the spring happens, you can hit the ground running.
Already ready to roll. Yeah, we got less than a minute to go before we got to roll into the national news update, but this continues to be the largest fall trade show in a 5-state area with over 400 exhibits. BillingsHomeImprovementShow.com. What do you want to leave our listeners with?
Free admission, free parking. We got $45,000 in grand prizes, all free to win. That's the big thing. We got great food, family-friendly kids events. Yep. Come on out.
Come support local.
Not this weekend, next weekend, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Friday, we're going noon to 7. Saturday and Sunday are both 10 to 5.
You're going to have PBR rodeo stars in the house and so much more. Lots of free chances to win some big prizes as well with the Fall Home Improvement Show at the Expo Center at Metro Park in Billings. Friday, noon to 7 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 5, the 6th through the 8th of September, right around the corner. Great to see you guys as always.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for dropping in. All right, we got to hit this national news update, and then we've got open phones pretty much for the next 2 hours. For